Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Julie Bryant and Myrna Youngblood from Frontier Community College. Welcome, ladies.
Welcome. Hi there. Good morning.
And we are talking about personal enrichment classes, right?
Yes.
That's right.
It's not full semester classes, are they?
No. Some might be 16 weeks, but the majority run 8 weeks or even four.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. So these are classes to make you a better artist or...
Yes. Learn a new skill, take up a new hobby. You won't be bored this fall because we have a big variety.
Okay. And how many personal enrichment classes are there?
Well, currently we have about 18 on the schedule just for Fairfield alone. And then
Julie,
we have
18?
18, yes. It's probably one of our biggest lineups that we've had.
Okay.
But we have a couple in outlying areas such as Flora and Albion.
Oh, okay. But all right. You're expanding the... the service area.
Yes.
Now I understand that painting is the big thing, right?
Painting is a new one that we have on the schedule. We haven't done that in Fairfield for a while.
Oh, okay.
Used to be a big hit in Louisville up north, but we are doing painting this fall with the FCHS art teacher Natalie Hurd, and she is super excited.
Okay. All right. But don't you offer some sort of painting like every semester?
We did a barn quilt painting. Yes, and that is on the schedule for this fall.
Okay.
And then we did a couple canvas painting classes, and those we ran at the end of spring. So we'll probably try.
And you had to run two classes in both of those, right?
Just one for the canvas, but the barn quilt, we had a couple sections. That was a big hit this
because
spring.
It was such a...
It's trendy.
So the idea I'm trying to express here is, I guess, sign up early.
Yes,
right?
The sooner the better.
And how do you sign up?
You can start the registration process by calling Frontier Community College at 842-3711.
And we will be back in just a few moments with Julie Bryant and Myrna Youngblood to talk about the personal enrichment classes coming up at Frontier Community College and around the area. So stay tuned to WFIW.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The people that decide to take control of areas of their life, and they decide way deep down in their decider, not a drive-by, not a passing fancy, but way down in your decider, you decide. When you decide to do that, you can get out of debt, you can get on a budget, you can get your baby step four going into your 401k and be on a track to be an everyday millionaire. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Julie Bryant and Myrna Youngblood from Frontier Community College. We're talking personal enrichment classes coming up this fall at Frontier Community College, and some classes will be in Albion and in Flora. We'll find out all about them as we go along. So, Myrna, what's the first class we're being offered?
Well, I would like to talk about the book club, naturally.
The book club. Okay.
And it starts on August 22nd and runs through November 14th. We've got four titles, Where the Crawdad Sings, Supermarket, Educated, and The Reckoning.
Okay.
Lined up.
Those are the books you're going to be reading.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. And how does the book club work?
Well, you come the first day, and we will hand out the books.
Okay.
Once you've registered, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It is scheduled for between 10 and 11 o'clock. We read the book. We meet every 2 weeks, and then we come back the second week to discuss that book, and the new book is introduced.
Okay. All right. So the first week you go in, you get the book.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do hardback or Kindle, so
yes.
Whatever your preference is for
okay.
reading.
And then you have 2 weeks to read that book.
That's correct.
All right. And then come back and discuss the book and get the second book.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And Myrna does a great job of leading book club because I did this last fall and I really liked the titles. I'm a procrastinator, so I didn't get all of them read. But she does a good job of picking apart the details and giving a little background that you may not have known about otherwise.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you have a lot of people like Julie who are procrastinating, don't quite get the book read?
And that's not a problem, because there have been times I've come to the book club and not finished the book myself. So, see, you don't have to be on the spot all the time.
So do you ever come into the class, who else is on page 38?
Yeah, there has been a time or two, yes. Life gets in the way occasionally.
Okay, the book club is fun. You usually have how many people in the book club?
7 to 10 maybe. Want it to be a small group.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Moving on from the book club, what else do we have?
Painting with Pizzazz, which we just talked about a little bit ago, but that is on the schedule starting Thursday, August 15th. That is when the fall semester starts. And this class runs 9 weeks. Natalie Hurd is teaching it. She's super excited, and this is going to cover acrylic painting. So with that, they're going to learn how to paint. They're going to do different subjects. So they'll paint a fruit or fruit bowl one night. They'll do a landscape. They might do a portrait, mixed media. She's got all kinds of fun projects lined out. So you'll do something different every week.
Okay.
And she wants people to know this is not something that you have to have prior experience. So I'm actually going to sign up for this one myself, but I have no painting experience. I don't think I'm a very good painter, so we'll see. But she does this just to get you started with acrylic painting, and she's really looking forward to it.
Okay. And have you always wanted to be a painter? Is that why?
No, but I wanted to learn something new, and I'd reached out to her earlier this summer, and she was actually inquiring about the barn quilt painting class that we did, and so I said, well, I've got your attention. Are you interested in teaching? And she said, yeah, I'd love to, and she loves to paint. I think that's her favorite part of art, and so we were talking about even maybe in the spring trying to do watercolor pastels, so she's going to be experimenting with some different things.
Okay. And what will students need to bring to the class?
Nothing.
Nothing.
They pay, the cost is $80, but that is over 9 weeks, so it's less than $10 a week. And we provide all the materials, so the brushes, the paints, the canvas, all of that.
Okay.
So just bring yourself.
All right. And do students get to take the brushes home?
We will keep the brushes, so they will take home the projects at the end of class. And I will say, if they want to bring an apron, or she said, you know, just wear a shirt that you don't want to get paint on. So that's your preference.
All right. All right. But they'll have the skills that they can go out and buy the brushes and the paints that they need. Okay, what's next?
We also have cycle and core strength. This is something that's been on the schedule for multiple semesters now, but Kathy Book is teaching that. That'll be in the Bobcat Den on Mondays and Thursday evenings. So it'll be 6:15 to 7:10 in the evening, and this is a kind of a spin class, but they also combine core workouts. So if you're looking for a fitness class, this is a good one, and it just runs for 8 weeks. So you can try it out, and if you like it, then we run it again in October.
And how much is it?
That one will be $52 if you are enrolled in 4 credit hours or less and you live in district.
In district.
And then for all these classes that have credit, if you are over 60 years old, we waive the tuition, so you only pay the fees.
Oh, okay.
So this one would just be $32 if they're over 60.
Oh, okay. All right. And that will be at the Bobcat Den.
Yes.
Okay. The next class we have?
I've got ballroom dancing. Yes. We're bringing that back with Steve Lemons. It's going to be starting September the 24th and run through October 29th on Tuesday evenings from 6:30 to 8. He had a good attendance last year. This time they're going to run through some of the same dance routines, but they are including on the weekends. This class will be invited to various places who hold dances so they can actually practice what they've learned in class.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. He's lowered the cost to $50 a person because it's now an hour and a half rather than 2 hours. And his one request is that you come with a partner. So say I want to learn to dance, but my husband doesn't want to learn to dance. I can ask Julie to be my partner. As long as you have you and somebody else to sign up for the class, it'll work.
That way you don't have an odd number and you have one person just kind of standing and observing.
Right. And it's $50 per individual. Yes.
Right. And last year they were practicing on the same night, or their class was on the same night as my class. We get out at the same time. And those people were having some fun.
Exactly. Yes. It is fun.
Okay. All right. And it's ballroom dancing. When's that start?
It starts on September 24th.
September 24th with Steve Lemons.
Yes.
And one more.
Well, we also have quilting with Gayla Templeman. That's a favorite here in the Fairfield community. And she has two classes, like a day and evening. But the evening is pretty much full. Last time I checked, there's 19 people in there.
Wow.
So that one is a big hit. So we are promoting the daytime for those that are able to take it during the days. That will start August 21st on Wednesdays from 1 to 3:45 in the afternoon. She's doing the same pattern for both classes. So if you sign up, you'll learn to do a basket case quilt. And when you sign up, we give you the supply list, and then you can contact Gayla, and she gives you the details on fabric.
Oh, so okay.
How much to buy, maybe some pattern ideas. And the pattern looks really pretty. So if you're wanting to start quilting, or if you just like to quilt and you want to use this as kind of a hobby where you're meeting up with other people, that is an option.
Okay.
So
you have a picture of the pattern on
yes,
the website?
Yes, the picture is on our Facebook page, and then it's also it's on our website on the schedule.
Okay.
So if you go to our website and click on the fall 2019 schedule, we have about 3 or 4 pages of community ed classes, and it gives descriptions for each of them.
Okay. All right. We are talking to Julie Bryant and Myrna Youngblood from Frontier Community College, and we are talking about the personal enrichment classes coming up at Frontier, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
We open the bucket of bunk. We examine the results from the question of the day and play a little trivia each weekday morning on Morning Coffee. I'm Mike Dreith, inviting you to join me and Mark Turner as we have our caffeine with a local guest. You can get us on 104.9 FM, WFIWradio.com, and we even show up on YouTube. If you're looking at hard news, insightful commentary, this might not be your cup of coffee. If you're looking for fun, tune us in.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Myrna Youngblood and Julie Bryant from Frontier Community College. We're talking about the personal enrichment classes being offered at Frontier this fall. And we've covered book club, painting with pizzazz, cycle and core strength, ballroom dancing, and quilting. Now, what's next?
We have a furniture refurbishing class on the schedule.
I've seen this online.
Yes, this is brand new. I don't believe we've ever offered this before. So Sarah Benton is going to teach this class starting September 9th. So there's still plenty of time to sign up. And this class is limited to about 10 people. So you don't want to wait to sign up for this. But you get to bring one piece of furniture and kind of bring it to life. And you're going to learn how to do chalk paintings. Chalk style painting, but also refinishing. And so I think she'll cover both methods, how to strip down the furniture and then bring it back to life.
How to bring it back to life.
Yes. And you pick the paint color.
Because everybody has that one piece of furniture that needs
yes.
something.
Yes.
At least one.
Yeah.
And something that is reasonable in size. So nothing larger than a dresser is what we're telling people. Because they'll keep it on campus. We're going to store it there so that the paint can dry. And so you're not hauling it back and forth every week. So it can be a rocking chair, a nightstand, coffee table, dresser, something like that.
Something like that. Okay.
Yes.
All right. It's furniture refurbishing.
Yes.
Okay. What's next?
How about how to make healthy food choices? This is something new that we're bringing in, and it starts August the 20th, and it runs 4 weeks to September the 10th from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, and Marshall Ayers with Wellness by Design is going to be teaching that. He's going to look at the food labels to talk to people about the importance of the information on there, and as well as talking about certain foods that will benefit your body.
Okay. All right. And so that would lead you up to making better food choices by the end of the year so you can lose weight when the new year rolls around,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yes.
Okay. Healthy food choices. I have to look at labels because of my medical condition. So, and I can't believe how many people don't look at the food labels.
Right. And so. It's kind of shocking once you do start paying attention. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is, you know when they've changed the size because the serving size has changed.
Yes. And it used to just say carbohydrates and sugars, and now it says something about added sugars I've noticed on the labels.
Yeah.
So they are changing those.
Fats, saturated fats. You know,
yes.
That kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay. Healthy food choices, learn all about it. And that, again, starts?
August 20th, and it runs 4 weeks, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, and the charge is $25 on it. You'll get a lot of good information.
Okay. All right. And after healthy food choices, what do we have?
We also have multiple cooking and baking classes coming up. So we have cake decorating on the schedule, and Heather Nelson, used to be Nelson, actually is Gertz now. She just got married. But Heather Gertz is teaching cake decorating, and we're splitting those into 4-week classes for beginners and intermediate. So the beginning cake decorating will start on September 4th, and it meets on Wednesday evenings from 6:30 to 8 in Bob Wills Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And so the beginners will last 4 weeks. The cost is $35, and you get a kit with some basic supplies. And she's going to teach the basics, the beginning level of making your frosting, smoothing it out, and some different decorating styles.
Okay.
Then we'll have the intermediate cake decorating class, which will start October 9th, and that runs through the end of the month. And she'll cover some more advanced styles, how to do different decorating tips, and I think she'll do even fondant, maybe making a wedding cake, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So if you're wanting to learn from the very beginning, you can sign up for the beginning cake decorating in September. If you have kind of the basic knowledge and you want to learn more, sign up for the intermediate. That one does not come with a kit, so you'll be given a supply list and bring your own things.
Okay. All right. And then I would assume some sort of cake baking is involved?
Yes. So some weeks you will bring a cake already baked and you'll learn how to decorate it.
Oh, okay.
And in the spring she had purchased styrofoam where you would just work with the icing. So that way it's not too much work to bake ahead of time.
Okay.
But she's getting that all laid out, so we should have more details on the schedule soon.
Okay. All right. After cake decorating, both beginning and intermediate, what comes up?
We don't have this until October, but Latin American cooking is another one. Super excited about this one. Katie White, the Spanish teacher at Fairfield Community High School, is teaching this one. This is a 6-week class running from October 8th to November 12th, and she's going to be covering the cuisines of Latin America from Mexico, Cuba, Puerto Rico, Costa Rica, mm-hmm. and she recently went to Spain, so she'll
right.
also be covering Spain.
Okay. So she can cover olives because you just came back from Spain, huh?
I do know she shared something on Facebook about enchiladas, so
oh,
I know
yeah.
that's at least one. I'm not sure what else she has planned, but I believe it's going to cover desserts and dinner meals, things like that. And this is going to be at the high school in the home ec room.
Okay.
So we've recently worked with the high school to have some classes there. And that way we've got the counter space, the ovens, the sinks, all
right.
of that.
Okay. And that's Latin American cooking coming up in October?
Yes.
Okay. All right, what's after that?
After you've done all of that eating, you might want to move around a bit, so we're offering a volleyball class. The instructor is Kayla Stanley, and it will meet at the New Beginnings Church starting on August 20th from 6 o'clock to 7:40. It's going to be a fun time. You're going to learn some of the basics, including serving, hitting, passing, spiking, and more. And the activities will all be fun-focused.
Okay. And it is an art, volleyball.
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
If you've played for any amount of time at all, you know mm-hmm. that there is finesse involved.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So how much is the volleyball class?
That one is 4 credit. So,
four credit.
Again, if you're enrolled in 4 credit hours or less, it'll just be 52
okay.
and 32 if you're over 60.
Okay. All right. We will be back in just a few moments with Julie Bryant and Myrna Youngblood from Frontier Community College. So stay tuned here to the Community Connection.
Who has the power?
I am Rush Limbaugh, the man accused of running the country.
The power to inform and persuade.
The man about whom it is said he must be dealt with by a high government official.
Feared by some.
Rush Limbaugh running America.
Loved by many.
If I am talk radio, you have made that possible with my assistance.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekdays at 106 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Julie Bryant and Myrna Youngblood from Frontier Community College about the personal enrichment classes coming up this fall at Frontier Community College. All right, what's next on the list?
Self-defense for women is another one that we've planned.
Okay.
We're going to have two offerings, so if you can't make one, you can sign up for the other. This will be offered on Tuesday, September 17th. It'll be from 6:30 to 8:30 in Bob Wills Hall. And the cost is just $15 for that one. So Warren Musgrave is going to teach this. He's a retired police officer, and he's done these kinds of classes before, and he's also done concealed carry. So
okay.
he's got lots of experience teaching these for the community. So he's going to cover some basic tactics and how to be aware of your surroundings and things like that in that kind of situation so that you're prepared.
Is it just a one-day class?
Or? Yes, it's just a one night, 6:30 to 8:30. And if you're going to be a full-time student this fall at Frontier, it is free. And we've actually got some people already signed up for that.
Oh, okay.
So if you can't make the class on September 17th, we'll offer it again on Monday, November 4th.
Okay.
So there are a couple options this semester.
Call out to the college or go out to the college and sign up for it.
Yes.
And they'll make sure you get a class date.
Yep.
All right. Self-defense for women. What else do we have on the schedule?
One that we don't have the details worked out, but people are well aware of it, is the bowling class that we've offered at Albion, and Eric Reeser is the instructor.
Okay.
It's always been a big hit, so we want to be sure and bring that back for all those bowling fans.
Enthusiasts.
Yes, yes. You can, again, I took this a couple of years ago. You learn new tactics. It's good exercise, and you just get better each time you go. So.
Okay. All right. Does Eric make it fun?
Oh, yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a little competition going on, you know, so, yeah.
Team there was team. One year he gave awards on the last night. Everybody got a little unique award for most, you know, like team spirit and most improved. And
okay.
So he does make it a fun class.
Okay. All right. It's bowling with Eric Reeser, and we think it's going to be on a Thursday night.
But it was on Thursday in the spring, so we're working out the details. So we would tell listeners to stay tuned, and we'll be adding that one to the schedule and promoting it soon.
All right. After bowling is?
We also have stained glass. That's one that's been around for a long, long time. And so, again, this will be with Phyllis Gill. This is offered at her business, Gill's Glass Shed, and that's off of Big Four Road. The class says Clay City, but it's pretty much in between Fairfield and Clay City.
Right.
And she teaches you, whether you're a beginner just learning stained glass or if you've been doing it for several years, we have day and evening classes available. So those will start with the fall semester around August 15th, August 20th, around there. And you can choose from Tuesday or Thursday evenings from 6 to 9:30. Or there's a Thursday daytime class from 12 to 3:30.
Oh, okay.
And you do several projects throughout the semester. They do stepping stones, jewelry, things to put in your front yard. There's windows, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And then she also has the equipment to do fused stained glass, which is where you take all that crushed glass and kind of layer it to make fused jewelry and ornaments.
Okay.
That's really neat.
Okay.
So.
All right. Stained glass has been one of the mainstays of personal enrichment classes, right?
And those that take the class, when we do our art show in the spring, Phyllis has her class compete in that. This spring they all had kind of like a tangram, these different shapes, and they had to make something with it. So that was really unique to see what they all did with their pieces. And then everybody got to vote, and she would announce who won the following week.
All right. Stained glass, bowling, self-defense for women, and what else?
One more.
Pie making.
Yes, that is way down the road. So you have plenty of time to sign up, but that one will also be limited to about 10 to 15 students, so you don't want to wait on that.
Okay.
But Elizabeth Zerlini, who is the home ec teacher at Fairfield High School, she is teaching a pie-making workshop, and this is going to meet three separate times, so right before Thanksgiving, and this will be November...
Oh, perfect timing.
Yes, perfect timing. November 18th and 19th, which is a Monday and Tuesday, and then the following Monday, the 25th, and that'll be the Monday before Thanksgiving. So you can impress your friends and family just in time for the holidays. And she's going to teach step-by-step instructions. So you'll start off learning how to make a pie crust from scratch. Then you'll do an apple crumb pie, I believe is what she has planned.
Mm-hmm.
The second night will be a cream pie. And I think you get to pick whether you do chocolate or coconut or banana.
Okay.
And the third night will be a custard pie. I believe it's going to be pumpkin. And you'll get to learn a decorative technique for that.
Ooh.
So a wide variety of skills you learn.
Oh, okay. And I guess you get to take the knowledge home with you.
Yes, the knowledge and the pie.
And the pie.
the final product.
Okay.
So that one is $40 and includes everything except the pie plate. You can bring your own pie plate, and we'll provide all the filling and all the ingredients for the crust.
Okay, and she is specifying a certain kind of pie plate? Or
glass or foil, whichever you have. I think glass usually works better for those kinds of pies.
Okay.
But if not, you can also just buy a disposable one from Walmart.
Okay.
And that will also be at the high school in the home ec room.
Okay. Is there anything else? You don't have another exercise class after that, right?
We do have yoga. Yes.
Yoga?
Yes. Okay. Yoga, and that one is a 4-credit class on our schedule. If you can't make that one, we also have a wide variety of fitness classes at the Den.
Okay.
So Donna Frutiger and Denise Hilliard have been teaching there for a while now. They have yoga, total body workout, there's Pilates, chair yoga, we have silver sneakers classes.
Right.
So go to our website and check out all of those.
Okay.
And you can register for that.
And that is
IECC.edu/FCC.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Julie, Myrna, thank you for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And hope we fill up all these classes
for
you.
Yes, we do too.
Okay. That's going to do it for today on the Community Connection.